guys, welcome back to another episode of the Overnight Rewind. I'm your host, Jay. We got some news tonight, actually. Last night was a little thin, but we got some stuff for you guys tonight. So, what are we going to do first? Oh, hey, anybody like Ozfest? I like Ozfest. Well, they're back. Ozfest is returning this year, but with a catch. That's your headline from wearethepit.com. So, apparently, Ozfest is going to be back, but through the metaverse. So, yeah, basically, you're going to buy some tickets to a virtual show, but it's performances from 100-plus musical artists from across a wide variety of genres, as well as a new interactive experience. So, interested to see what that might be. I can tell you, it will not be the same experience as the Ozfest I've been to in the past. I went to the very first Ozfest, and I typically don't give my opinions here. It was different. However, I can say I'm much older now. Maybe buying it online and just watching it from the comfort of my own home, not losing my shoes, covered in mud, and maybe getting kicked in the head. Well, that seems a little more attractive now. All right. Ozfest. Case closed. Moving on. Oh, you guys like new bands? I do. Do you like supergroups? If you remember from a couple weeks ago, on the free show, we talked about supergroups. Here's a new one. And this is from Blabbermouth.net. Judas Priest, Pantera, and Rainbow members join forces in new metal supergroup, Elegant Weapons. I don't know how elegant their weapons are, but I will say guitarist Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, bassist Rex Brown from Pantera and Down, drummer Scott Travis from Judas Priest also, and singer Ronnie Romero from Rainbow. They've joined forces in a new band called Elegant Weapons. They got a debut album coming out. When is it coming out? Spring 23, Horns for a Halo. So that's on Nuclear Blast Records. So that's blabbermouth.net. You can check that out. There's quite a bit there. It goes into a lot of their stuff from all their different bands. So it's a good read, and it's not super long. So there you have it. New supergroup, Elegant Weapons. Case closed. All right, this one, I really like it. It's a good story. It might be a little stale coffee at this point, but it was only just reported yesterday, which is for you guys yesterday, today for me. So, I know a couple people that were going there. The One More Year Young Festival, excuse me, in Vegas, that was canceled. Apparently due to like high winds that happens in the desert. So, it's a thing. So, however, there's a band you might remember from the late 90s, early 2000s, called Kitty. Yes, like the cat. Yeah, they were kind of big, and they were like, I like them. They're still sort of a guilty pleasure for me. But anyways, so they were slotted for that show, the One When We Were Young Festival, which was to take place in Vegas. That was the 22nd, so it was last Saturday. But they played a last-minute free concert at the Sand Dollar Lounge in Las Vegas. The Reunited Canadian Metalers performed at the venue after their appearance at the When We Were Young Music Festival in Las Vegas. The same day was canceled due to high winds for the area. So, I think it's a feel-good story. They were already in town. We want to play. They did it for the fans. I guess the Sand Dollar Lounge opened their doors for them, or I don't know how that works. I don't know if this show was originally scheduled or slated to be there. But, yeah, and I will say, the Lander sisters, they had, like, zero rust to knock off. They blew the roof off the dump. And the reason that I'm able to say that is there is some, like, fan video out there. And it's a full rip. It's the full set of them. It's like 45 minutes long. And they captured their whole show. And I will say that they played pretty good considering they haven't really played anything since 2017. So I don't know if they've been, obviously they rehearsed and practiced for this, you know, when we were young festival, but yeah, they didn't miss a beat. They blew the roof off the dump. It was everything you would expect from them. I was a big fan. So if you go to blabbermouth.net, that video, fan video is there. You can check it out. I was going to put it underneath, but the audio wasn't that great, so I didn't want to do it for you guys. So you can check it out, you know, in your free time. So Kitty, Vegas, case closed. Moving on. All right. Again, it's Halloween. It's news, but we got to report it. Loudwire.com. And the reason that we're going to do this one is because I think it's not just a voting process and it's kind of special. The headline, the top 10 scariest horror movie villains, according to a study. So again, study, right? So, a new study by Claims has ranked the top 10 scariest horror movie villains of all time. So you know which horror movies to binge on over the next few days until Halloween. And the only reason I thought this was special and not just like some, you know, fan-based, Jason's the scariest from Friday the 13th. They actually applied some sort of scientific method to this study. So once you read the article, you can get into it and you can kind of figure out how they did it. And I think there's a little more that went into it than just, you know, just people saying, oh, I like this villain the best or whatever, or I think they're the scariest. So that's at loudwire.com. You can check that out. The top 10 scariest horror movie villains, according to a study. So horror villains, case closed. Moving on. What do we got next? All right, this is the last piece. I think it's pretty good. Any Incubus fans out there? I am. I'll say that. So this is from revolvermag.com. Brandon Boyd picks best and worst Incubus albums. So he's rating his own work. Yeah, there's obviously more members in the band, but, you know, as a lead singer, I guess he's able to do that. So, yeah. They've done 8 studio albums. They had some other stuff, maybe some live stuff, maybe a few things that were on festivals that their work was included in. I don't know if he's reviewing that. I don't want to spoil anything, but you guys can read it for yourself at revolvermag.com. Louder Sound recently had Boyd go through their entire Incubus catalog and rank all their albums from worst to best. So that's from the artist, by the artist, and what they think and why they think it. I think it's a cool concept, and I think it's pretty cool that Brandon Boyd, he's the lead singer of Incubus, by the way, in case you guys didn't know, that he was able to, or was willing to do that, to get involved with that. So I think that's good news. Anyway, Incubus, worst best, case closed. And that's the news for the night, guys. So if you guys want to weigh in, if you guys were at the, when we were young and you got that was canceled and you got to see Kitty for free at the Sand Dollar, shoot us something on socials or shoot us in the email and, let us know what you think. Be a cool story. I know a couple of people that were there. They are listeners, so maybe they'll chime in. Anyway, you can catch us at, therockrewindreview.com. You can catch us, on all things social at The Rock Rewind Review. If you just type it into the internet, you'll find us somewhere. I think we're the only one with the longest name of any podcast that does music. So anyways, guys, have a good night. Fresh coffee, fresh bagels. See you tomorrow.